preaching Christ from all of Scripture. This is Abounding Grace. You join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon for a time of rightly dividing the word of truth.
We have been studying this week on Abounding Grace the powerful account of the raising of Lazarus, and there really is nothing so beautiful to describe how powerful Christ is through his own resurrection to give life to dead people. And here we see Jesus says something here that he had called people to faith. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? I told you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God. We've looked at the struggle this week. A loved one has died. They can't understand it. All they're faced with is a call to have faith in the promise, to believe the Lord Jesus Christ at his bare word, and then comes the mockery. Notice the challenge of the devil that's put here to mock the Son of God. Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind have also kept this man from dying? Many from the crowd shout out. There's the divide. Will you believe or won't you? Dear listener, do you believe or don't you? Do you trust the Son of God for your life, or are you playing fast and loose with his calls? There are eternal consequences to this. Everything's prepared. Lazarus is dead. He's been rotting in the grave for 4 days. Jesus is in a funeral-like setting. Jesus himself has wept, seeing what sin has done to this object of his love. Everything's prepared. The foolishness of men is about to be brought to nothing. The glory of God is about to be revealed in his saints. Here it is. Jesus says, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there's a stench, for he's been dead for 4 days." The text wants to communicate to us, the corpse is rotting. Jesus says, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Again, called to belief, called to faith. This is the purpose of John's gospel. These things are written that you would believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing that you would have life in his name. You're going to see the glory of God revealed. Believe. Verse 41. Then they took away the stone from where the dead man was lying. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, that you hear me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" He who had died came out bound, hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Can you imagine seeing this? You're seeing the scene of his own resurrection. The whole scene here declares to us the purpose that Jesus had come forth. We just celebrated the resurrection, that those who believe in him will never die eternally. They're going to have newly resurrected bodies. Soon, his own people would be coming to his tomb, seeing the stone rolled away, and they would see the risen Lord, whom God himself raised up from the dead. Think of Matthew 28. "But the angel answered and said to the woman, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who is crucified. He's not here. For he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. And indeed, he's going before you into Galilee, and there you will see him. Behold, I've told you.' So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, 'Rejoice! Rejoice!'" That's our response. You see, dear Christian, because he's risen today. All of this points you to the fact that in him, if you're a believer, you too will be raised. You too will be loosed and let go. You too will have the grave clothes come off you. Your loved ones in Christ are loosed and let go. That's what all this points to. Have you lost a loved one? This is what Jesus is declaring. It's by the power of Christ's resurrection that the last enemy of death is defeated. Believing in him, you've come to see already the Son of God high and lifted up through the resurrection. And his resurrection is the guarantee of our glorious resurrection at the end of the ages. The resurrection today, dear listener, is the answer to all your sorrow. Are you sorrowing? Do you feel lost? Do you feel the pains of sin? Do you have a loved one dying? Do you feel the sorrow this has brought? The pain, the emptiness. I know the word. The word is abandonment, isn't it? It's what it feels like. Empty. It's what death brings. Jesus is declaring he is the resurrection and the life. He's the answer to the sorrow. All who believe in him, though they may die, they will live. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible. We shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible is put on incorruption, and this mortal is put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. That's the promise to us. That's our hope. That's what we celebrate today, because Jesus is risen, that we who have believed in him shall never die. Now here we stand. Jesus had remained behind while Lazarus died. Isn't that a very similar situation to ours? Jesus has gone ahead, though. He's gone away to prepare a place for us. Right now, he's in the heavens. Today, some sorrow will strike us, something we will be subject to. Today, some loved one will die. Today, death will stare us in the face. Jesus is saying the same thing to us today. Whatever it is, dear listener, whatever trial, whatever sorrow, whatever affliction, ultimately, for those whom the Lord loves, these things are not unto death, but for the glory of God. And with that, he says to you today on the basis of his own resurrection, I am the resurrection on the life. Because he says that, all the promises in the Bible are sure. They are yes and amen in Christ, because he is raised. You know, as I think about what is to come, we see a world in turmoil, we see misery and sorrow, we see emptiness and sadness, nations reeling, economies failing, political and economic chaos, earthquakes in various places, and then the dreaded enemy of death that comes for us all. I'm really moved when I read on the basis of Christ's resurrection, the promise of what is to come. Behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, says the Lord. The former shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing and her people a joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. No more shall an infant from there live but a few days. Have you known that, dear listener? Nor an old man who's not fulfilled his days, i.e. Lazarus. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. What's he saying? Those in the Lord shall never die. Those outside of the Lord will live forever accursed of God. What does he go on to say? They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another man inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble. Face that, dear listener. Children for trouble. For they shall be descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they're still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain, says the Lord. That's coming. All this is going to end. Who wants to go on forever in a world like this, sad, under the fall, under the curse of sin, where death reigns? The Lord Jesus Christ has conquered it for all who believe in him. And here he calls every listener who's listening over Abounding Grace today. This is not by chance you've tuned in and heard this. The Lord sovereignly drew you to the dial. The Lord has opened your ears to hear this, to hear him say, I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. You know how Jesus Christ followed up that question? Do you believe this? Oh, that's very personal, isn't it? Not talking about anyone else other than the one who's focused on this message right now. Do you, put your name there, do you believe this? To those who reject the Lord from following him in a life of repentance and faith, know this, there is a resurrection unto condemnation. There is a resurrection to have a body to go forever into hellfire. I didn't say it. Jesus Christ said it. He holds the keys of Hades and death. Today, then, is set before you life or death. Choose life. If you really believe this, praise the Lord Jesus Christ for his glorious resurrection today, for his great care in your life, that he will work everything, regardless of sickness, regardless of trial, for his own glory. Look at everything in life as a gift from him, so that the glory of God might shine through you to his praise, that the Son of God may be glorified. For it's when you're weak that then you are strong. His grace is sufficient for you, for his power is made perfect in your weakness. Do you know that? Do you know that? His grace is sufficient. For when you're weak, it's then that you're strong, that the power of Jesus Christ and the Spirit of glory may rest upon you. This, dear friends, is the gospel. May Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and life, comfort your weary souls, that everything, to know that everything is working together for the good to those who love him and who are called according to his mighty and perfect purpose. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible sincerely believed and faithfully taught. We would love to get to know you for worship. Our doors are open. We will greet you with friendliness, and we will preach the gospel to you with no gimmicks. That's our promise. 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.